Greetings, people of God, in this Pentecost day. The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. On this day of Pentecost, Peter proclaimed the prophetic promise, the promise which is, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. We, therefore, are inheritors of that promise. Come, Holy Spirit, is not just a prayer for some future manifestation. It is also the belief that the Spirit is visiting us wherever we are gathered to listen for the Word of God. Jesus is in our midst saying to each one of us, Shalom, receive the Holy Spirit. May it be so for you and for your family. Listen with me to the hymn, Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place.
Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place.
Prayer is in keeping with the theme for church unity, reflecting the different cultures and celebrating our diversity. Therefore, I've invited three different cultures to lead us in our opening prayer. We begin with Venda, followed by Afrikaans, and we conclude with English. Let us pray.
Karabele, Ramakole, iwe mukona zote, gamulandu wadwaze, lowela oshangu, arikonu kubangana, sabafunzi wavau ilamisa. Honeha, rehumbela uri uridaze, gamuya wawu muketwa. Shango likono udiva nga mishumo yasho.
O Heilige Gees, U is welkom in ons lewens. Mag ons U loof met goedheid en guns. O Heer wat die hemel en aarde gemaak het, hoor ons gebed.
Breath of life, on this Pentecost Sunday, we ask that you breathe on us once again. Make our consciences tender to your touch. We hunger for the life-changing power that your Holy Spirit brings. May our lives exemplify the fruit of your Spirit, and may we use the gifts of the Spirit to bless the Church and build your kingdom on earth. Heavenly Father, we pray in many languages, with one desire, to abide in you always. Amen.
People of God, we turn now to the Word of God. Listen for the Word. Our reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through to 20. A sound like a strong wind. When the feast of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Without warning, there was a strong sound like a wind. No one could tell where it came from. It filled the whole building. Then, like a wildfire, the Holy Spirit spread through their ranks. And they started speaking in a number of different languages as the Spirit prompted them. There were many Jews staying in Jerusalem just then, devout pilgrims from all over the world. When they heard the sound, they came on the run. Then when they heard one after another, their own mother tongues being spoken, they were thunderstruck. They couldn't for the life of them figure out what was going on and kept saying, "Aren't these all Galileans? How come we're hearing them talk in our various mother's tongue? They're speaking our language, describing God's mighty work." Their heads were spinning. They couldn't make head or tail of any of it. They talked back and forth, confused. "What's going on here?" Others joked. They had drunk on cheap wine. That's when Peter stood up and, backed by the other 11, spoke out with bold urgency. "Fellow Jews, all of you who are visiting Jerusalem, listen carefully and get the story straight. These people aren't drunk as some of you suspect. They haven't had time to get drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. This is what the prophet Joel announced would happen. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on every kind of people. Your sons will prophesy. Also your daughters, your young men will see visions, your old men dream dreams. When the time comes, I will pour out my spirit on those who serve me, men and women both, and they'll prophesy. I set the wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billowing smoke, the sun turning black and the moon blood red, before the day of the Lord arrives, the day tremendous and marvelous. And whoever calls out for help to me, God will be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Let us unite in prayer. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your eyes. You are our rock, our strength, and our redeemer. In you, Lord, we put our trust. Amen. Friends, Pentecost is a time for celebrating the coming of the Holy Spirit, the birthday of the Church, a time for being empowered and equipped for mission and service, for renewing our commitment to serving the Lord of the Church and the world. The Holy Spirit is the power, the dynamic, the very life of the Church, and where the Holy Spirit is, there is community, There is love. There is power in witness and service. There are gifts being exercised, lives being changed, the powers of the world being challenged, the life of God's kingdom being made visible, and God being glorified. The Holy Spirit gave boldness to the disciples, and as I reflect on the life of our church, it seems to me that boldness is something that we clearly need. First of all, boldness in witness and evangelism. No doubt the form of evangelism has to be worked out in each situation. But however we do it, we need with boldness to be reaching out to the others with the good news of Jesus Christ, challenging them with the gospel and bringing them into a life of committed discipleship within the community of God's people. Secondly, boldness in prophetic witness so that society and leaders of our countries can hear, "Thus says the Lord," concerning God's ways with regard to ordering of people's lives and the issues of justice and peace. Thirdly, boldness in love so that fearlessly we as God's people will address the wrongs, bind up the wounds, visit the prisoner, clothe the naked, feed the hungry, and be a source of healing and reconciliation and encouragement to those around us. Friends, we need the help of the Holy Spirit so that with boldness we might live out the life of God's kingdom now and not be conformed to the kingdoms of this world. And so I pray for us in the words of a hymn, "God of grace and God of glory, on thy people pour thy power. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, that we fail not humanity nor thee." I pray this in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, our response of him, the words have been indicated in the introduction to the podcast. Let us pray. Our responsive prayer. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our hearts.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome to enter our frail human flesh.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome to transform us and to mold us into the image of Christ.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome to produce in us the qualities of the giver of life.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place.
Holy Spirit, equip us for the task of ministry, mission, and service.
Holy Spirit, enabler, help us to do the works of Christ. Enabler, help us to confirm the gospel. Holy Spirit, enabler, help us to demonstrate God's power at work in the world. Holy, holy, Holy Spirit, enabler, help us to become a channel through which you do your work. We pray this in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our benediction. Friends, go out into God's world filled with the Holy Spirit. Let love guide your actions. Listen for the Spirit of truth. Spread the peace of Christ and remind everyone you meet that each one is a beloved child of God. Amen.